This is the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, with Isaiah, here's Brady Hall.
All right, welcome into the Isaiah Stevens Show. I think Isaiah has better intro music than me, because that just puts me in a great mood, man. It really does. Isaiah, my friend, how you doing? I know the schedule's nutty for you, so we're jumping on phone with you today, my man. But how you doing on this this Friday morning?
I'm doing good, man. I can't complain. I'm doing good.
Did you go to the game yesterday by chance, or did you see the footage of all the, like, 1 million children inside Moby Arena yesterday? It was just mad. That was the true definition of Moby madness.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. I was able to peek my head in for a little bit. We had some workouts and stuff we had to get to, but I was able to look in there, and, man, those screens were very piercing, man. There's nothing like a bunch of kids at a basketball game.
I think our friend Kevin with the Colorado was saying he brought earplugs in for that because it was going to be so loud. But what a cool idea. Obviously, it's fun for the kids, but it's, you know, it's a marketing tool as well, because all those kiddos, they're going to have memories of a lifetime. And, you know, down the road, they might look at that and say, man, we loved it. We're going to be season ticket holders.
Oh, for sure. And I think we probably need to get a game like that on the men's side. That was special, man, and it was a ton of them too. Like, I don't know how many schools they had involved, but it was packed out in Moby yesterday.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think you're right. That'd be awesome to see it for you guys as well. You guys are back at it tomorrow night. That's going to be on CBS Sports Network, going up against Utah State. And I know the UNLV game, Isaiah, was frustrating, but you guys did make that final push, and you made it interesting, but it was just one of those games where it just seemed like, kind of, for the most part, just a lot wasn't going your way.
I can definitely give them a lot of credit for making plays all throughout, and I will. But it definitely was a tough game. But I think we'll be ready to bounce back here on Saturday. So just got to learn from it, flush it, same mentality that we've had the whole way through, and just keep swinging.
You're such a professional when it comes to the way you play this game. I mean, you keep a positive attitude. You're driven. But has it been a little bit more of a challenge in this stretch here? I mean, some tough games, some close games too. Obviously, within the conference, how are you keeping yourself with that positive mentality, saying, okay, we just gotta find a way to get through this?
You know, it's just a unique challenge that I've never really been in before, but it's something that I'm eager to try to see if I can figure out with my team and my coaches, and see if we can't string together a nice February going into March and just make it interesting for ourselves, right? It does us no good to sit there and just, like, pout our heads and start feeling sorry for ourselves, because we still have games to play. So we might as well go out there and try to win them, right?
So what are you guys kind of doing in this process, Isaiah? I mean, is it more reps, more practice time, more film study, or just, as you said, even more conversations, just talking through different things on a daily basis?
It's been a little bit of both. Definitely we have our moments where maybe we need to see more stuff on film. Some days we just get out there and get on the practice floor a little bit more. And then we've had days where we come in and we talk about everything that's going on and have these honest conversations. So we've mixed it up, and I think that even though it maybe hasn't translated onto the floor maybe as soon as we have liked, we're definitely making strides as a program right now.
Yeah, in that game too. I mean, there were certainly some positives. Obviously, you're, like I always joke with you, you're at that point now where you're going to fall asleep and score almost 18, 20 points, whatever, 7 assists, no big deal. But John Tonje and Isaiah Rivera, it seemed like the lid was coming off the basket for both of those guys. So that to me was encouraging, because I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but sometimes when you have those games where you start to see it really go in, that can really carry over to the next game and hopefully the next stretch of games.
Yeah, for sure, especially when you're at home too. You start getting a rhythm, start getting in your routine a little bit more, and just seeing some shots go in is a great feeling for anybody. And so for those two guys to have a good night shooting the ball, at least, was big for us. And I'm excited to see them continue to build on that.
You guys are listening to the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Isaiah, we talked about this at the beginning of the season. Obviously, you're a great player on the floor, but what you're also very good at is being a leader. Even when you were hurt, you took that seriously, saying, okay, I got to help mentor these guys. What are some of your messages to guys like Tavi Jackson that are kind of struggling right now? Struggled the other night again against UNLV, but we see that. That's not uncommon. Young guys do this. What's kind of your message to those younger guys as you're pushing through kind of a tough time right now, a tough stretch?
Yeah. I tell Tavi all the time, just keep believing in yourself. Keep being you. We brought you here for a reason. And whenever he's confident in himself and being aggressive and not shying away from anything, man, like, we're a totally different team. And we're all behind him, and we're going to continue to be behind him for the rest of this season no matter what. And so when he steps out there, man, just – continue to be yourself. Be confident in you. The ball's going to keep coming your way. Ain't nobody going to step away from you, man. And then just go out there and make plays. Because when he's not thinking and he's out there just playing ball, man, he's special.
Dude, I might hire you to give me motivational speeches too, actually, because we talked about it. You know, when your playing career is over, which is going to be several years down the road, I know the coaching thing is something you're certainly interested in. And I'm telling you, man, just from what I've heard, from talking to you, you would be really good at this.
Man, that's a big compliment. I appreciate that, man.
How about personally? You said it, you know, and I wanted to go circle back to this. You know, you said you haven't been in this kind of situation before. I was thinking about last year. I mean, this time last year, Isaiah, everyone was just, we were talking about March Madness. It wasn't really a question of whether or not the Rams were going to get in. It was just going to be where. We're having those big conversations like, hey, is Nico Medved going to go somewhere? All those interesting sports topics that come up on a talk show, of course. And then this year's just been a little bit different. And you know, you have a lot of really talented guys and extremely talented coaches. What has that been like for you personally, man? Are you able to just kind of compartmentalize that and put that away and just really stay focused? Or, I mean, are there times where it's kind of a bummer, man? It kind of bums you out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, as a competitor, you want to win every game that you play, right? So, but even going back to high school and my first years in college, like, I've never really been in this spot. So it is new, but that's why I lean on the people around me just to help me out. I'm not trying to get through it all by myself, man, because I'm human, you know. There'll be times where I could be sitting there thinking, like, man, I wish things were a little bit different, but that's not the hand we're dealt. So you just got to pick yourself up and keep it pushing. And that's the kind of guys we have here, and we're going to keep swinging until the season's over. So we pretty much just have to keep on pushing.
Yeah. Well, you said you're human. I don't know, man. There's some games where I wonder because you do some pretty – even in that UNLV game, I mean, there was just this stretch at the end where you're just making some phenomenal plays. And that's the thing. We see it. I see it with you, of course. And then you see Tanjay kind of getting going there. Cartier's been pretty good. He seems like he's getting better. It just – and I think there's even moments – Kevin and I were talking about this yesterday where the coaching staff is even like – they just look at the situation, shake their head, because they know. I mean, there's just certain things that just aren't happening right now. And this is a talented group. There's really no way about it. It's just a talented group.
Right. Yeah, no, 100%. And it can be tough at times, man. And everybody kind of feels that a little bit. But like I said, we just got to pick up and keep swinging, man, and we will. But, yeah, man, it's been an up-and-down season. So many unforeseen circumstances at times, but – you know, we're not a team, and you know this, that's going to sit here and make excuses for ourselves. So we just got to try to figure out a way to make February our best month yet.
Yeah, we'll start kind of a clean slate. You look at it and say, all right, February, let's make February the month here where we make a run. We put ourselves in a better position for the tournament, and maybe we, you know, we get on fire. We've seen that before. It has happened. That's why tournament season is so exciting. So to start this month off going up against Utah State tomorrow, Isaiah, tell us a little bit about this. This is going to be a big game. It's going to be on CBS Sports Network, so a lot of eyeballs will be on this one tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure, man. High level team, great offensively, solid defensively, and they make you work, man. Especially on the offensive end, they make you have to chase them around. They have a lot of good actions, a lot of skilled guys that can make plays at all three levels. So it's not an easy task at all, and it never has been against Utah State for as long as I've been in college. So those games are always fun, competitive. and I'm excited, man. But it's definitely going to be a dogfight.
Yeah, no question. They've had a good season so far, 18-5 and 7-3 in the conference. But you know, I kind of like that mentality that you started with of saying, "Hey, it's a new month. We're going to use that kind of as a refresher for us, knowing okay, we can put everything behind us here. Let's make February just a monster month for Colorado State."
Yeah, man, that's all we can do. Like, what's happened is happened. What's done is done at this point. So we might as well just take that approach and move forward with it.
Isaiah Stevens, it's the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Okay, Isaiah, let's have some fun here. I want you to get in on our sports topics today. Okay, I want you to have some fun with us on this. So Tom Brady obviously retired. We think it's official. I've got the questions out there. Who's the GOAT of all sports? And I put up a couple of my, you know, just guys that I've talked: Willie Mays, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, and then I put other in there because I know 90% of the people are going to disagree with me. Who's the GOAT? Who's the greatest of all time when it comes to all of sports?
Man, that is a tough question. I just think it's hard. I think it's just hard to go against Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Like, so just the overall presence that he has in sports, it's almost like this sense of perfection that he carries with him, right? It's hard to overdo that, man. But it will probably be either between Tom Brady, because what he's done, especially in the NFL, not being a freak of nature athletically, is insane. But I'll probably say either Tom Brady or Michael Jordan probably are the GOATs of all sports.
I think most people are agreeing with you. I got 38% of our listeners are saying Michael Jordan, and then 33% are saying other. So guys just want to. I mean, trust me, there's a lot of those great ones out there. But I threw Tiger Woods in, and I'm not really a golfer. But what Tiger Woods did, you know, he made a sport relevant. Not a lot of people were watching golf until Tiger Woods stormed onto the scene.
Yeah, no, that's a fact right there. My dad is a big time golf watcher, so I've seen a lot of Tiger Woods growing up, and yeah, I mean, that's a very valid statement, man. He definitely made it more common for people that typically don't tap in into that realm. But yeah, I'm not mad at that one either.
So your dad's a big golf watcher. Is he a big golfer too? Do you golf much, man? I imagine you're one of those guys, which is very frustrating for guys like me. Anything you try, you're just going to be really good at it.
Man, I'm not a big golfer. I can swing it around a little bit. We go up to Topgolf from time to time, have some fun out there. But we got some really good golfers on our team though, like Jack Payne, Nick Bassett. Kyle Evans, man, those dudes could get out there and really do some damage. So I'll leave that to them. But as far as my dad goes, he'll play from time to time. When he can, he works so much. When he can, he'll get out there and play a few holes.
Golf is one of those sports I want to be good at because it's so beautiful. The courses around here are so nice, but I'm just terrible at it. And then I just, by the second hole, I'm like, nope, this is done. I'm just going to drive the golf cart around. That's it. It's over.
Man, that's fun in itself, though. So,
yeah. All right, a couple more. Just some fun overall sports questions for you, man. Just looking around the basketball scene, because I know you watch the NBA, you watch a lot of basketball. Right now, do you feel like Nikola Jokic is the MVP, or is it looking like, because we saw Joel Embiid kind of move up the ladder, Jason Tatum's there, and then Luka Doncic as well. So it's kind of been between those four.
Yeah, man. Right now, I think it's hard to go against him. I will be interested to see kind of what they do with Tatum, just as far as all the voting and everything, just because I want to say they're first in the East right now, maybe first or second, and then he's playing at an unbelievable level. But Jokic first with a triple-double every night, man, like that's almost impossible to overlook. So I'll be interested to see. If I had to give it right now to one person, it probably will be Jokic.
It'll be interesting, yeah, if he can do it three times in a row. What did you make of, talking about Tatum and then LeBron James, the foul call? Obviously, that was a foul call over the weekend. I mean, I see you play all the time, man, and I see where you disagree with the call, and I don't really see you going over the top necessarily. LeBron was all over the place, but what were your thoughts there as a player? I'd love to get your thoughts on LeBron's, because obviously it was a foul call, but the reaction after.
Yeah, I felt like the foul call should have been made 100%.
Right.
And that was a blatant call, especially especially with Bron, you know, if he can't even get the ball up to the basket, something had to happen, right? Like, he's just that strong. But as far as the reaction, though, man, I personally wouldn't do it. I felt like it was a bit much, like getting on your knees and everything. Yeah, that was a lot.
Well, and then Beverly brings out the camera. Did you see that? Where did he get that camera?
I give him props for that. That was might have been the funniest thing I've ever seen in a sporting event.
Well, that's what. Where did he get the camera? Like, who has that camera there? Is it a coach or?
It had to be somebody on the baseline. Had to be somebody on the baseline. He went and just took it from him.
That's hilarious. All right, so what's the most upset you've ever been at a referee? Do you remember? Do you remember a game? And I won't get you in trouble with the refs or anything, but do you remember a game where you were just livid? It was the worst call you've ever seen.
Oh my gosh! It probably had to be up at Laramie, Roddy's final foul. I might have been last year or the year before. Mm. I just remember we were in Laramie and Roddy came down. I want to say he took a charge and it fouled out Graham EK, and then we went up there. And we were playing. We went back up the floor, and he drove. And I want to say Maldonado took a charge on him, and it was a very questionable call. That was probably what I was the most disappointed in. Yeah,
I remember that. I remember that now. I don't think you were alone in being upset. By the way, I think Twitter was chiming in on that one pretty good too.
Yeah, that was a fair call right there, man. And then he ended up fouling out after that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny you bring that one up. That's one of them for sure. Isaiah, my man, I just kind of wanted to take some time to poke around some of the big sports topics with you. Because I was joking with Ollie for Oakmanesh the other day. He asked how the show was going, and I said, well, I know Isaiah's focused on basketball and playing and then maybe coaching sometime, but you might have a career in this too, man. You could be a talker. Man. You could definitely be a talker in this industry.
I might need to go ahead and put your pads up, man, especially if I'm getting these comments from you, man. I need to go ahead and make that change.
I love doing the show, and we'll just keep it rolling, my friend. But Isaiah, man, we wish you the best of luck. I'll be watching tomorrow night. I'm really looking forward to this, and I think something's going to break through pretty soon for you guys. I just think there's too much talent on this team, and go make it a crazy February, man.
Might as well, right?
Might as well. All right, my friend, good luck to you tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
All right. Isaiah Stevens, the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. He has a nutty schedule today, so we wanted to get in at least for close to half an hour there. 20 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, my poll question, who is the GOAT of all sports? Although I got to say, Brian and Tanner's poll question today got me going. Dude, I'm a sucker for a good Mount Rushmore talk. I mean, because the beauty of that is, nobody's ever right about it, except for me, on that side of it, right? So I want to have that conversation. Do you have a Mount Rushmore of, like, Alabama players, Angel? Tua, obviously.
I could probably come up with one.
Yeah, that would be interesting. So I want to do, like, a Rushmore of, do the Rockies have enough players to be on a Mount Rushmore? Do they even have enough? Man, I feel like I've busted the Rockies today.
Iconic players for the Rockies, mm-hmm. like Cargo, Nolan, Troy Tulowitzki, Story, Blackman.
You got Larry Walker and Todd Helton.
Yeah.
And then is Nolan on there? He was amazing.
But it didn't end well.
And, you know, he's not going to have him in many years.
I'd put Blackman up there.
Well, he's a fan favorite, too. How far do you want to go back? I mean, again, in the 90s, what'd they go to the playoffs? Like once. They've only been in the playoffs five times, so it's hard to. But definitely Walker and Helton, because you got to go with a Hall of Famer, and then the one that's probably going to be in the Hall of Fame in Helton.
It's like Trevor Story's like rookie year, just that
just,
on its
just
own,
this year, just a 1 year. That one's tough. Your thoughts on that one? Who's the Rockies Mount Rushmore? The Nuggets Mount Rushmore is easy for me. I think, obviously, Nikola Jokic. Obviously, Alex English. Carmelo Anthony is there. Then who is it? Is it David Thompson? It's probably David Thompson. My argument on Dikembe is he only played 4 or 5 years for Denver. The first three are simple. It's Joker, English, and Melo. David Thompson's probably on that as well. 22 minutes after the hour, let's jump out, take a quick break. Think about it. Broncos Mount Rushmore. Let's create all four Mount Rushmores today. What do you think, Angel? We're going to steal some of what Brian and Tanner did on Good Morning NoCo. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sean Payton, Russell Wilson. Will it work out? Here are our thoughts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, we're going to piggyback off of Brian and Tanner's poll question today, because they did their Colorado Mount Rushmore, which I totally disagree that Todd Helton is on there. I'm sorry, but you have like 10 Hall of Famers that all won titles before Todd Helton did. Mine is Elway. Oh, boy. This is harder than I thought. Did you give one? What was yours? Did you put Helton up there, too?
I think so. I did more recent players since I wasn't here for the 90s and 2000s era. So I said Jokic, McKinnon, Demaryius Thomas, and then I think Helton as well.
You didn't put Elway up there?
No, I never watched Elway.
But you know what he did.
But I never watched
him. Oh, Angel. It's Elway. Then it's Nikola Jokic, Joe Sakic. And so the way I look at it is, somebody is singing out in the hallway. The way I look at it is you have Hall of Famers that won titles with the Avs and the Broncos. So it's going to be, you got to have at least two of those guys. And then there's Alex English too. Todd Helton's not on there. And I'm not even the biggest Avs, I'm more of a Broncos Nuggets guy, but I got to say it, it's Patrick Waugh. It's either Patrick Waugh, Peter Forsberg, Terrell Davis, or Shannon Sharp on that Rushmore. Sharp was one of the greatest tight ends of all time, Hall of Famer, three-time Super Bowl winner. He only did it twice with the Broncos, though. Terrell Davis, short career, but in that stint, he ran for 2,000 yards once, was a league MVP, was a Super Bowl MVP, one of the greatest running backs of all time. Heck, Steve Atwater's probably in that conversation as well. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It's not Todd Helton. That's not the way it is. Sorry. Todd's great. And if the Mount Rushmore was seven or eight people, okay, we can talk. Is it Lonster? Lonster, what's happening, my man?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You calling to weigh in on this Rushmore thing?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what is your Mount Rushmore?
Okay, I've got two Broncos and a couple of Rockies, if that would work.
Okay.
All right. First one I'm going to put in a long time ago was Floyd Little.
Floyd Little, yep. Makes sense. Yep.
And then how about Craig Morton, who took us to the very first Super Bowl?
Yeah. So you're putting him up on the Mount Rushmore?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
And then for the Rockies, I'm going to go with Eric Young, because he's the first one that hit a home run at a Mile High Stadium.
You're going to put Eric Young over Larry Walker and Todd Helton, Lonster?
Yeah, I'm going to put Todd Helton in there, but okay. I'd have to go with Eric Young. And then one of my favorites was Vinny Castilla.
He was a memorable Rocky for sure. Yeah, and that's the thing. I guess it can be Lonster's kind of doing the approach of my favorites for Mount Rushmore, right? That's okay. You can do that.
Yeah, right. For sure. You know.
All right, what's for lunch today, my man?
I'm going to have some shrimp and some french fries.
Shrimp and some french fries. Are you putting some hot sauce on there?
Oh, you better believe it.
Lots. Okay, how about this one? We'll ask you my poll question today. Is up at thewholeshow.com. Who's the GOAT of all sports? Is it Michael Jordan? Is it Tom Brady? A Willie Mays type? Tiger Woods? Who is it?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with Willie Mays on this one.
Okay, yeah. We got him up in the mix. Mm-hmm. Most people are voting other. Like, I thought I nailed it pretty good as far as the greatest, but apparently I didn't, so most are voting other. Lonster, appreciate the call, my man.
Hey, appreciate it, and you have a good weekend there.
You too, my man. We'll talk to you soon, Lawnster. All right, go vote at theholeshow.com. I love that. That's just hooligans for you, man. Who's the GOAT of all sports? And they just all say other. I threw Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Tiger Woods, and Willie Mays in. That's just off the top of my head. I know Wayne Gretzky's there.
Gordie Howe.
Yeah, I mean, there's some great players for sure, but I'm looking at guys. I mean, Wayne Gretzky I probably should have put up there. He's part of other, though. But these are guys that, you know, we were talking about revolutionary players the other day, revolutionary quarterbacks or generational quarterbacks. These guys changed the game. Michael Jordan was larger than life. Tiger Woods was larger than life. Tiger Woods actually is interesting because what he did for a sport that nobody really cared about is crazy. Michael Jordan, before him, there was Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. There was Showtime Lakers, you know? I mean, there was all of these legendary. There were Bill Russell, they were winning all those championships with Boston. They had superstars that were making people want to watch basketball. Jordan just took it to another level. But there was nothing like Tiger. There was nothing like that in golf. To this day, there's still nothing like that in golf.
No, he was dominant. And, you know, I've watched a lot of Tiger's old, you know, tournaments and stuff like that. And when he would walk on the course on, you know, the final day on Sundays and he's got a two-stroke lead, and you're just like, there's no way. He's going to take that two-stroke lead and turn it into 8 or 10+, and he was just so dominant, and he did just some amazing shots just on the course and was just doing stuff that we've never seen in golf before and made it popular.
Yeah, it was popular,
in the 90s,
man.
And the 2000s.
I mean, they're making video games, and buddies of mine were playing golf video games, for crying out loud.
I remember being in, like, kindergarten, and I didn't know what sports was then or anything like that, but I knew who Tiger Woods was.
Yeah.
Because he was always on TV.
Yeah, it's hard not to put, and I'm not a golf guy, but it's hard not to put Tiger Woods up there, or at least think about it. I personally believe it's Michael Jordan. 6 titles, but so good and larger than life and all that. I mean, his Jumpman logo is just one of the coolest logos ever.
It's Michael Jordan Day, actually.
Is it really today?
2/3/23.
Look at that. It's like the whole show is part of destiny. Because I didn't even think about that. And there he is. He's getting all the votes.
I think ESPN's playing a bunch of his old highlights and clips and stuff. I'm sure the documentary will be playing at some point.
And that documentary just adds to his greatness. And I think that opened up a younger generation of people and players watching going, holy cow, okay, that's the guy. That LeBron can't touch it. LeBron's not even close.
I mean, it wasn't just, oh, he's just putting up good numbers. It was the mentality that he had and how it evolved throughout his career from, you know, rookie of the year and all the success he had in college, and then taking that into the NBA and winning all those titles. You know, how is he doing it, you know, so consistently? And he tells you, you know, he found new ways to motivate himself. He found ways to improve his game, if it was, you know, getting in the gym, working out a ton, or doing pickup games during Space Jam stuff. Like, he was just above it in terms of getting himself ready to take it to another level.
Yeah, no question. I mean, just no doubt about it. Okay, before we break, I'm going to give you my Rockies Mount Rushmore. So, it's Walker. It's Helton, obviously. So, that's where it starts for me. The question is it fair to put Nolan Arenado on the Mount Rushmore? He was the best. He was the best player for the Rockies ever, but then he left. He played for what, 7 or 8 seasons? It's quite a bit still. Is Nolan, if he doubles down, plays another 7 or 8 seasons, retires, would you put Nolan Arenado in your Mount Rushmore? Tulo also, you know, he didn't play. What did he play? 9 years, I think, with the Rockies, and left. Charlie Blackmon's a good point, because, I mean, he was his. And I know the last couple seasons haven't been great for him, but his stats are actually pretty good. His career stats, I think he's like a 300.
Consistent.
Yeah, he's like a 300 guy, 191 home runs, or more than that, I think. Because didn't he bust over 200 this year?
I think so.
Yeah, Is Charlie Blackman better than those other guys? Because Matt Holliday's there too. You brought up Cargo. That's a good one. But Lonnie brought up Vinny Castilla. He was a big one. Ubaldo's up there. Hard, I mean, great pitchers for the Rockies, but he's one of them. I'm just going to say it's Nolan Arenado. I'm going to throw Nolan Arenado in there. And then I'm going to give you Charlie Blackman just because.
It's the beard.
It's the beard.
It's the music. It's the walk-up.
Everybody loves him. He's Mount Rushmore. You need to have that bearded dude up on your Rockies Mount Rushmore. All right, there it is. I'm going to give you my Nuggets, Broncos, and Avs one, too. There's the Rockies. Walker, Helton, Arenado, and Charlie Blackman. Your thoughts. And then I want you guys to shoot them over to me, too. Broncos, Nuggets, Avs. We're working on that next. 37 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, we're going to take the rest of this hour. So I got a lot of stuff I want to get to, but I'm going to take the rest of this hour to bust through this little Mount Rushmore thing. I'm a sucker for this conversation because it, all kidding aside, if you're relatively close, like Angel, I'm sorry, but not putting that way there, you are wrong.
if I had watched him, I would put him there, but I never watched
him. But you know how great, like
I was a Broncos fan from like 2011 to
yeah,
like
but
2015.
You know he won two Super Bowls.
Yes.
You know he's a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
You know he's, according to other people, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks.
Yes.
So just put him up there.
I haven't even watched his highlights.
Okay, all right. I'm getting that. Like Tanner, Brian, and Jerry, I think all agreed. Like they do have Helton. I mean, listen, Helton's close. This is tough, though. The Broncos one is harder than I thought. Just doing the Broncos one. Let me throw out the Avs real quick because I think that's relatively easy. It's Sakic, Waugh, Forsberg, and McKinnon.
Is McCarr in that conversation?
I mean, he's in the conversation. If you're talking about newer age guys too, they got a title, you know, and he's a big part of that.
Landeskog,
close. He's like in that top 10-ish. Because I mean, even the older Adam Foote's a guy you probably want to talk about. So that's mine right now for the Avs. For the Nuggets, I've got the Joker, Carmelo Anthony, which I know is a lot of people disagree
you have to
with
put
that.
Him there.
He is, yeah. I mean. The Nuggets were nothing when he got drafted. And they were in the playoffs every year when he came on. He didn't take them much further, but they did. I look at it like this way when I'm talking about the Nuggets. I look at their good years. Okay, they went to three Western Conference finals in their history. One of those was with the Joker. One of those was with Alex English, and I think David Thompson was on that roster. It would have been English and Danis, I think. And then the other was Carmelo Anthony. So that's an easier one for me to kind of sift through. And those are some of the greats. So that's my David Thompson I'm putting up there as well, over Dan Issel, over Dikembe Mutombo. But that's where it is right now for me. The Broncos, a little harder. Obviously John Elway. And then I go Terrell Davis is it Terrell Davis or Floyd Little? I mean, that's Floyd Little, and I agree with you, he said, Chris. Guys, if we didn't have Floyd Little, the Broncos would have been gone. Floyd Little, because of him, it showed Broncos ownership. I can't remember who the owner was at that time. It showed ownership that, a great player can come here. The franchise. Because they were considering, Angel, there's some Broncos history for you. They were considering moving this team out of Denver. There was a lot of consideration there that, this fan base isn't going to buy into it. They're not going to be Broncos fans. We're not going to have that great market here. But then when Floyd Little stormed onto the scene for Denver, he was so good, people were getting behind this guy. People were really falling in love with Floyd Little. That showed management and ownership at the time that, we can grow a fan base here. He is that good, so we can do this. So Floyd Little, it's tough not to put him up there.
It was Hausman and Phipps.
Okay, so that was who it was, and they were considering moving out of Dodge. I'm Michael was saying this in the hall, and I made fun of him for it, but I might actually consider. So I've got Elway. I put Shannon Sharpe in there because I think he was one of the greatest tight ends to ever play. So he's one of the greatest at his position. Am I locking that one in? All right, what about Von Miller? Are we locking that one in? One of the greatest pass rushers in NFL history. Won an MVP, a Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl MVP. Wasn't really good after the Super Bowl, though. Dude, the Broncos one's harder than I thought. Elway, obviously, but is Peyton Manning there? 4 years. He played four seasons for Denver. Now, in those four seasons, he packed a punch. He was breaking records, and they went to two Super Bowls. They won one. They owned the AFC West. Okay, I'm gonna go Floyd Little. I have decided. That I agree, said Chris. Okay, I agree with you. But who's next, Hooligans? I need help on this. Shoot us a text. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. It's coming down to my two spots left here. Terrell Davis, Shannon Sharpe, Von Miller, Peyton Manning. Then what about Steve Atwater? Steve Atwater's out because I'm going to put Sharp and TD and Manning over those. Manning's tough because of 4 years. I can't put him up there because of just 4 years. That's what's hurting me there. So then is it Terrell Davis, Shannon Sharpe, or Von Miller?
Is DT in this conversation?
No. He'll probably go down as the best receiver ever for Denver. Ring of Famer for sure. Was he better than Rod Smith? That's the question. I don't put him there. Just because, I mean, Sharp's going to go down as one of the best tight ends ever. TD played for 5 to 6 years, I think, but in those 5 to 6 years, he packed such an incredible punch, and he's one of the only running backs to run for 2,000 yards. So is it Terrell Davis or Shannon Sharpe or Von Miller for me? Now, a really fun agreement would be, let's just go from 2,000 and see who it is. Because Demaryius Thomas probably would be in that mix, because the Broncos haven't had a lot of greatness outside of the year they went and won the Super Bowl in 2015. Manning was great, obviously. Von Miller was great, but you're not putting guys like Chris Harris Jr. in your...
Champ.
Ooh, champ. What was he? Was he on the roster when they went to the when they played Seattle? I think he was on the roster. Did he play? I was going to say, if Champ actually got a title, then that'd be one thing. But he was one of the best corners. That's a great point. See, I'd put Champ up there more so than Demaryius Thomas. But if we're doing just 2000s on, then yeah, Champ's on it.
He was released after that Super Bowl.
So he was a part of a Super Bowl for Denver. Didn't really. I mean, he was fading at that point. This is hard. It is really difficult for me. I'm just gonna say John Elway, Floyd Little, Shannon Sharpe, and Von Miller. That's my Mount Rushmore for the Broncos. TD is very close. Steve Atwater is very close. Peyton Manning's very close. But that's it. It's my Mount Rushmore of. There you go. I got them done. It's all done. The Broncos, I thought, was going to be the easiest one. But it's actually the hardest. 49 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Center. What's your Alabama Mount Rushmore? Because I was looking up some of those greats. Man, they have churned out a lot of great players.
There's a lot. You would probably need the entire Rocky Mountain range put together to make a list. But my top four would be Derek Thomas, Derek Henry, Devontae Smith, and it's between Bryce Young and Tua. They're both right there. AJ McCarron could make a case because he's the winningest quarterback. He won two titles with them. Probably right now, this hurts, but probably Bryce.
Yeah? He's already up there? He is up there?
Tua's like five.
That's good.
But there's so many. players to go through. If you wanted to just do the Saban era of players, yeah, you could fill up like four Mount Rushmores.
Yeah, I mean, how long has Saban been there from since 2007?
Seven.
That's the same year Russell Wilson started.
Yeah, we found that out.
Brian and Tanner and I were sitting in the back, too, and we were talking about coaches in this state. Who's on the coaching Mount Rushmore? Well, obviously Mike Shanahan. Then it's George Karl. Who's next? Think about that one.
Bruce Dick?
Yeah, Bruce Dick. Tanner was asking, or Tanner wants to fire Michael Malone, apparently.
Crazy.
He's ready to fire Michael Malone after they just blew out Golden State last night?
Well, he came out today and saying he admitted he was wrong about his Jamal Murray trade for some reason. He said, no, we need to trade Jamal like back in like December.
Yeah. So,
he said he was wrong about that, so he immediately goes to an even hotter take. Let's fire our coach.
Tanner Bayless. Is Tanner the new Bayless? Skip Bayless? Let's fire Michael
Malone.
Here,
he's not in the building.
I don't know. He could...
Comes storming down.
I don't want to have an argument again, man. We went after it yesterday. That was a little intense.
That was more intense than the Sean Payton debate.
He and I used to do a show called The Argument. We did it as a weekly show, and we're thinking about doing it as a podcast. Just one topic, go. But when we argue, we've had some bad ones, dude.
It's heated.
Oh, my gosh. He gets that high-pitched voice. My heart gets to pounding, and then I get really way too upset. It's pretty embarrassing, actually, for most people to watch and witness.
Well, if the people had seen the math argument, because it happened during a break, we went to a segment, and then he came back with more evidence.
Yes!
I asked Clark about it, too.
You never showed your work, either of you, so...
Oh, that was fun. So I asked a bunch of people. So I asked Lytle about that yesterday. We have to take a break, don't we? All right, let's take a break. We'll recap on the other side of our great argument that I won. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The Broncos have their head coach, but can he fix Russ? Hear Broncos talk on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I got to make it more clear. So I wanted on Twitter and Facebook, I want you guys to fill out your own. I said I want Mount Rushmores for each, for the Broncos, for the Nuggets, for the Avs and the Rockies. Most people, I worded it wrong. I want a Mount Rushmore for each team. That's what I'm looking for. So let me know. Paul, nice. Hackett, Fangio, Joseph, and Driscoll. It's the worst. You couldn't do a Mount Rushmore of the worst because those guys we don't know. You could do like the biggest celebrities.
Hackett.
Worst coaches for sure.
Dazio.
Oh, yeah, you're doing.
McCaffrey. And.
Carl Durrell. Yeah. Although he was a Pac 12 coach of the year.
True. Let's throw Mel Tucker on there.
Freaking Mel Tucker. Just because he's meanie. If you wanted to put like the most popular Broncos Mount Rushmore, it's Peyton Manning, Elway, Tim Tebow.
How do we leave off Tim?
And then is it Shannon Sharp, because of his career now? Would you say Sharp or Von Miller? You're just doing most popular. We can have so much fun with this. So, yeah, some of you guys are taking the opposite way, just giving me the bad Mount Rushmore. This is fun. Okay, let me know. Type it out on Twitter or Facebook or shoot us a text. I want your Mount Rushmores for each of the big four. So we're looking for that on the text line. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.